Welcome to Season 1 of Create to Connect, hosted by professional development strategist Michelle Beatty on the Career Tipper podcast. We are keeping our stride and helping professionals keep their skills recharged by launching the Create to Connect conversation that encourages professionals to connect to their creative side and the outside-of-the-box thinking it generates. And now, Michelle Beatty.
Welcome back to the Career Tipper Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Beatty, professional development strategist. During episode 5, the Create to Connect conversation continues with the video content coach, Zaylee Barclay. Zaylee, welcome to the Career Tipper Podcast.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super, super excited to be here.
Yes, me too. So please tell the listeners about yourself and the work that you do.
Sure. I am Zaylee Barclay. I am a video content creation coach, and I really specialize in educational video content. I love helping people really stand up and stand out on camera so that they can show out and so that they're able to build, market, and sell their digital products and experiences in the online space.
For sure. Now, during this episode, Zaylee will share insight on how to start, shoot, and grow to build, market, and sell your video content, which is classic Zaylee. It's what she represents in every capacity of her platform. So we all know that video content fuels creativity that can help brands, businesses, or influencers to connect to their audience. Will you please share insight and strategies and processes that can help them dominate with confidence?
Sure. I mean, so it really depends on where that person is in their specific journey, right? So just thinking about like where you are, if you're just starting out, obviously your strategy is going to be a bit different from the person who is 10 years into their business, you know? So it really starts with understanding where you are in that journey. Are you starting your business? Are you in a shoot phase of 3 to 5 years? Or are you in that grow phase of 5 to 10 years, or, you know, more than that? And just reiterating on how important video content is, because, I mean, look at our experiences now within a pandemic, right? And so we had to completely shift the way that we communicate, the way that we do business, the way that we live. All of those things really just, you know, was a huge shift. And for me, I've been teaching video content, or how to create video content, how to stand out on camera, since 2014. So it's kind of insane as to how much more video we are doing now. Like when we think about that, like Zoom meetings and all of those things, people weren't used to being on camera, even in corporate spaces, which is so important for you to do, because it's helping you to layer in and build that brand, you know? So look at that, just the difference in how things started happening or shaping. And video is as close to an in-person experience, you know, then you'll get like, so being able to see someone's body mannerisms, the way they are on camera, the things that they say. I mean, audio is amazing. We do love audio, but there's something so different about video, especially when you're thinking of it from a business perspective. It's just like a deeper in-person experience. So if you are that person who's really starting out, would you say that your audience is starting out, Michelle? Or would you say that, you know, they're probably in that 3 to 5 year business phase, or that 5 to 10 year?
Well, Career Tipper started in 2014. So I've been at it for a while now, but yeah. I am just now introducing video. So 2021.
This is
when I'm really starting. I know I've done like a little clips in there on Instagram, but it's not the same as like being intentional with the video. So that's what I'm branching out and doing now with the podcast. But I remember recently reading an article that Bess Auer wrote, and she's the founder of Florida BlogCon. And she put out a post where a 2-minute video, a follower or whoever's reading your, listening to your video, stays with the reader or the whoever's watching with you longer than reading a 1200 word post. Like the video content stays impressed with the memory of whoever watched it longer than you reading a post. And that stuck with me. And your videos are very encouraging. My confidence is growing. That's like one of your words, confidence. So definitely. So just for me, in that regard, I would say I'm in the infancy stage of like incorporating video into what I do. And I definitely believe for me, it had a lot to do with, I say, if you're reluctant, it's connected to fear. So people are like, I'm not fearful. I'm like, but if you're reluctant, there's something holding you back, and that's connected to fear. So I just think, like, showing, if you, like, you know, talk over yourself or whatever, you might, I think it's what it needs to be. That can be a hindrance. I think that was a hindrance for me, but now I'm just like, we're going to figure this out.
That part. So I think that when we think about that fear, it's usually connected to a few things, right? So when we think about, like, getting on camera and being fearful of really getting started, you're probably thinking, you know, about, well, oh my gosh, people are going to see me. Right. Or who am I to, I'm not a celebrity. Who am I to get on camera and speak? Or I might be thinking, oh my gosh, I don't like my nose, or I don't like the way that my hair looks. Or so it's not even like it's fair. Yes. But there's something layered in before that fear of a bit of a thought that you're telling yourself, I'm not smart enough. I'm going to trip over my words. What if I say something wrong? So a lot of that is a lot of self-talk as well, or things that you're telling yourself that are actually untrue. Right? So it's really, really helpful to really dig in and find out, like, you know, what is that thing that's keeping me from being on camera? I know for me, listen, the Panini 15 is definitely here, right? And so even as a video coach, I think about that sometimes, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I have definitely gained my my quarantine 15. So, you know, when you think about that, those things keep us off camera, because we're like, well, I don't want everyone else to see what I look like. But there is no deeper power than grabbing that truth for yourself, right? And putting out there the things that you're most afraid of. And it's so crazy, because in me saying that, there's someone listening that feels like, oh, you know, I thought I was a little too fluffy to be on camera, because it happens. So the thing about it is, getting over that fear and remembering that your mess, right, is going to help someone. There's a message in the mess that you're feeling. And so when we think about serving, that's when everything starts shifting. So when we think about the people that I'm going to impact if I get on camera today, or the people that I'm going to be able to help through something difficult or something, that allows you to just push yourself and your self-talk to the back, right? So that's one thing. I think one thing that people aren't thinking about necessarily is the fact that I am here to serve my people. And that's what keeps me going. And I have the type of brand where if I don't show up or I'm not online, my audience, they will message, they will DM, they will email, they will do all the things to find out, oh, Zaylee, like, you haven't been online. What's going on? Right? So that's the beauty of building a brand in the online space. So because my audience knows what I'm here to serve, they understand that we have a relationship, right? I put out content and you're here to take in that content. So that's the first thing that you need to think about. Who am I specifically serving? Right? Does that help a little, Michelle? How do you feel about that?
I agree. I think it is about the details and knowing what your message is and not look at it as a competition. I think that was this wasn't my recent shift, but years ago, because I was networking with a lot of career coaches. Career Tipper started when I was working in career services. So you talk to career coaches and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And one thing, before I would even have a conversation with them, sometimes I would just set the tone. I'm like, there is no competition between you and I. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No competition. You have a different focus. You bring a different expertise or experience to the table. I bring a different, you know, facilitate a different conversation. So I think when you level that out, it gives you freedom to figure out what your voice is.
Yes.
And what it is for you. So right now for me, I'm just really focusing on navigating and facilitating different professional development conversations, skills recharge, create to connect. And then I'm having other individual conversations just separate for Career Tipper. And then I'm also talking about another conversation is keep your stride. So for me, my area, my lane is the journey of professional development. Mm-hmm. It's not resume writing. It's not mock interviews. It's not none of that. Mine is how to navigate the journey, how to stay your course, because that's what I know. I know the ebbs and flows of a career. You know the ebbs and flow of a career, and you yourself translate that over to your audience, and you're mm-hmm. so effortless with it. You're so transparent with it, which is why I wanted you to be a guest, because I wanted you to share that, because you're like, I haven't always wanted to be on camera, but I found my way. I figured out, was it through recipes? Was it through initially lifestyle, I think, for you, if I remember?
Yeah, so I started beauty blogging, right? But I also mm-hmm. did go through a period where, you know, listen, I would actually Google, like, or I would Google and I would search on Amazon for books on confidence, right? Because there was a time where I felt like I did not have any confidence at all. So to see myself on camera today is even mind-blowing for me as well. But I kind of want to go back.
Confidence came from?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Confidence on camera. Yes. Camera confidence. Yes. So I kind of want to just go back and touch on something that you touched on in your own specific journey as it pertains to like your specialty or the thing that you're really amazing at. And I want to just touch on that because a lot of times we're not on camera because we're not thinking about the people that we're serving. We're thinking about the other experts that might run into what we're saying, right? And hear something wrong that we're seeing or something different or something that they don't necessarily agree with. Or, you know, I think that happens a lot in our spaces where, you know, there are other people that do essentially what we do, right? But the beauty of when you're getting on camera is that I can see why I would want to work with Michelle specifically, or I can see why I would want to work with Zaylee specifically. I think when you get on camera, the beauty of it is that instantly someone can figure out, well, I like this person or I don't like this person, right? So just touching back on that, like, I love that you shared that because that was definitely a gem there.
Oh, well, thank you, because it's what we do as creators, and I consider myself a creator.
Yes.
It's not for the faint at heart, and it's a long haul. There's no sprint. It's a marathon. That's why I'm so big on to keep your stride. That's what came to me coming out of, you know, as we were navigating this new normal, the pandemic. I'm like, it's a stride. It's a steady pace. And what does that look like? And you can't be afraid to talk to people. You can't be afraid to tell people what you're doing. Now, there's a way to tell people what you're doing, but you can't be afraid to share what you're doing with other people. And I just think it's super important. And that's why I wanted to have the Create to Connect conversation, because I feel like one thing that people can be so into everyday living, they forget the importance of connecting to their creative side.
Yes.
They might feel like they're stumbling, right? They're stumbling to do whatever they need to do. And like, I can't figure this out. And creativity can help them do that. If it's just painting, if it's just, you know, watching a movie you wouldn't normally watch, like, what is that? But for a lot of people, they're starting their own businesses or they're mm-hmm. defining themselves as an expert, and mm-hmm. they have to embrace video. Like, it's a non-negotiable. You have to embrace video at this time. If it's through Reels, what you're sharing, you got it. Some aspect of it has to become your friend.
Yes.
You got to start dating. Like, hey, do I like you? I got to get to know you. Like, what does this mean? So that's why I really, your work resonates with me so much, because you speak to, like you're just saying, where are you in infancy? 3 to 5, 5 to 10, like you break down the categories and the expectation, what that looks like. I know you said you focus on me, but what would a 5 to 10, someone in that middle ground, no, 3 to 5, what would that focus be? What would someone 5 to 10 years be? Because there's, like you said, there's different places for where they should focus their time when it comes to mastering video content.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so even when I start thinking about marketing and marketing yourself and your business, I think that we are also going through a shift of the ways that we're able to make money, right? So someone in the 3 to 5 timeframe might start thinking about, well, how can I start thinking about scaling my business? How can I be more of the visionary and at the forefront? And this is even for the 5 to 10, because I work with people who have been in business for years, but they're still tied to services. They're still tied to an income cap. And the beauty of being able to get on camera, being able to be confident, is that you can duplicate yourself. You can share your expertise. You can create workshops. You can create masterclasses. You can do things that you won't be able to do one-to-one, right? There are so many ways to make $1,000. I can sell 10 online courses for, $100 each, right? To make that to get to that 1,000. Or I can be tied to doing a project for one project for $1,000. So, you know, being able to and working a few hours to do that, where I can work a few hours to create an online course and probably sell a few of those well. So it's really about understanding like where your goals are in your business. Like, is it to probably create a passive income stream? Is it to be able to tap into a larger audience? So it really depends on your goals. Like, let's say you want to tap into a larger audience base. You know about the power of social media and getting out there. Then you're able to start solving people's problems online, right? So let's say I'm looking for, well, how do I use Canva? You can search that and I'll pop up somewhere in there because that's one of my content buckets that I create in the online space. Now, it's intentional because I know it's connected to me helping you create an online course, a masterclass, and Canva is even, expanding into having so many amazing video capabilities. So I know that's one tool that I use consistently in my business, and I love sharing about that to other people, right? So, you know, it's really about understanding what your business goals are. And one thing that I love to say is that knowing your business season is really important. And I just released a video about this. Sometimes I can't remember if I released it already or if it's being released, but I think this one has gone out already, about knowing your season in business. Is this a growth season? Is it a sales season? Because I think a lot of times we just think that we have to be doing all those things at a parallel, especially when you're first starting off and you're probably alone, right? Because we all start off by ourselves and you don't have a team just yet. And you're thinking, man, I got to grow. I got to sell. I got to scale. I got to provide services. And that can get overwhelming. So really understanding what season you're in. Are you in a season where you need to step back and get organized to get ready for the next quarter? Are you in a season where you prepared last quarter? So now you're selling and you're making lots of money this quarter. I think it's really important for you to understand what season you're in and understand the goals. Do you have growth goals? Do you have monetary goals? Like, what season is that for you?
Okay, that was a gem all by itself. Because I think people don't know, that's a part of keeping your stride. You got to know where you are. Where are you in the race?
Yes.
Are you on an incline?
Yes.
Or have you plateaued and you're just walking it out, getting ready for that? I think that, thank you for sharing that. I love it. For sure. So how do you make room for creativity to be a part of your day?
That's a really good question. I think for me, when I'm lacking creativity is when I'm not working out, when I'm not meditating, when I'm not making room for it. So for me, it definitely is in alignment with a mental health practice, right? Or you know, a health and wellness practice, making sure that I'm, you know, feeding or pouring into my own cup. Because I think a lot of creatives try to pour and there's nothing coming out because you haven't poured into yourself. So that's one way that I make space for creativity. The other way is sitting down and inviting creativity. So I may get into my studio. I may light a candle. I may, you know, like get into the mood. I may play some lo-fi beats or something. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. And I sit down and I invite. So sometimes I just get ready, put on some makeup, and I'll sit down in front of the camera and see what comes out. Right. And that allows me to kind of start flowing. Or what I might do is, like you mentioned it before, sometimes I've realized I need to turn off and tap into a movie, tap into something I didn't even think about watching. Last night I had to do that. And I chose to look at Will Smith's, he has a book launch going on. I'm in marketing. I love looking at how people launch and what people are doing. So he has a series right now about, transforming his body. But if you're in marketing, you know that it's tied into his book launch, right? So for me,
best shape of my life.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Right. So that's in essence a book launch that's happening because he's really touching on, and I know that because I'm also listening to the book. But things like that give me inspiration based on content topics that I can share about. I love pulling inspiration from what other people are doing. So, but people outside of my industry. So he's not necessarily inside of my industry, but I can look at it and see so many things that I can kind of pull into my industry that people definitely need to start thinking about. So, there's so much invitation for creativity all around you, even going outside, but for me, I love looking at like interviews and, documentaries based on creatives. Like it just allows you to pour from an entirely different space.
So I get it. I'm burning a candle as we speak.
Yes.
So I have gotten into a routine now. I burn a candle when I do my interviews. It's just something about it brings just some zen. Yes. So I enjoy it. One docu-saga that I am into, and my family and friends are always surprised, is the Wu-Tang docu-saga on Hulu. Hello. Have you seen it?
So I looked at season one. I have not sat down and gotten into season two yet, but I just heard that they got signed for season three. So I am here for it all. And being from New York originally, let me tell you, I'm here for it.
I have enjoyed that entire docu. Yes, I have. The music, it's really about the lives, right? And yes, it's really about mindset. It's the music just accentuates the story.
Yes.
But it really is about mindset and determination.
It is. Perseverance.
Right. And like honoring your voice and digging deeper, the creative side. Like I literally, I'm like, did you watch it? Like I'll call my friends, like, have you watched it yet? They're like, really? I'm like, really? Really? It's
really good. Definitely. I was definitely inspired by season one. I know I need to clear some time on the schedule to take in season two, but there's so much beauty in that story. And I love that it's a story about, because I'm a lover of pop culture and music and all of that stuff. So to see how many gems they could pull out of their journey being rappers. Usually, they get a bad rap, but these are really artistic, creative, particular, sensitive people, that they're also creating masterpieces as they go along. So that's a really beautiful example. Thank you for sharing that, Michelle.
For sure. I'm like, I tell everyone, like, watch it.
Yes.
Take your bias. If you have a bias, just rest it down. Just watch it. It is so well written. That's that. Okay, Zaylee. So what are a few benchmarks that can help video content creators gauge their quality and consistency?
That's a really good question. I would say, so let's start with consistency because that's one of my favorite things to talk about. Really thinking about, your goal. Like, what is your goal? Like, really thinking, sometimes I hear people say, well, you know what, like, Zaylee, I want to make $1 million. And they're not getting on camera. So is your goal in alignment with the way that you're acting or your actions, right? Because we can't ask for things and not act for things. So that's something that we really have to say again.
That's like a quote.
Yes. We can't ask for things and not act for things. You can't, ask for something. Like we'll ask God, like, God, give me X, Y, Z. And when the action comes, we can't find you. That's a problem, right? So that's something that we really need to think about. Is my, am I moving in alignment? Because content marketing is the backbone of your endeavors. It's the backbone of your brand, backbone of your business. And if you are not showing up in alignment with the goals that you set for yourself, that is a problem. So you need to really reevaluate or probably become more realistic, right, about your goals and then what is it going to take to accomplish those goals. So that's something really, really important to think about. And consistency, it looks different for everyone. Like I said, it really depends on the season that you're in. Sometimes I'm releasing 3 videos a week. Sometimes I'm releasing 2 videos a week, right? And for me, it's about what is realistic. So last quarter, we were doing 2 videos a month. The quarter before that, we were doing 1 video a month. The quarter before that, I was doing 3 videos a month. So for me, but my baseline or benchmark is to be consistent with 1 video a month. So everything else is icing on the cake. And there are seasons where I'm in growth mode. I'm like, listen, we need audience. So that means we need to post more. And there are seasons where I'm like in creation mode, or I'm in product creation mode, or I'm organizing back end or in admin. So for this season, well, last season, what we did was we were still sharing content. We were still vlogging, right? But in doing that, we were documenting that journey of what that was like. So I took some time to rebuild team, but I was still showing up for my goals on the front end. But I kind of crafted things so that in vlogging, it was more of my partner and I and sharing real behind the scenes, like what really goes on mentally in business or things that you might struggle through. And so for me, just thinking about that whole thing really depended on my season. Like, so I know I needed a season where content was a bit more simple, a bit more rough around the edges, but people loved it. So it didn't grow audience, right? It didn't allow us to find a lot of people, but what it did was deepen our relationships with the people that were there already, right? So consistency looks really different in different seasons, which is why the root is knowing your season, right? What is the season that you're in?
Yeah. I watched one of your videos and you were just, I think you were at home fixing breakfast, I think. And you were just like struggling. You're like, well, you just said you were just having a hard time just figuring some things out. And I'm like, I have to get to that place of feeling comfortable saying, I'm not sure what I'm doing today.
Today, I'm not the expert.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Baby steps, I'll get there. But I really appreciate and I find value when people can just be like, today's not that day. Now, I will put it in a text, in a post, right?
Yeah.
But to get on camera, that's a different level from my perspective.
It is, but what I will tell you is that it's a different level because you're so used to seeing perfection on camera. So perfection, first of all, comes from TV. We were so used to people only being perfect, you know, like on TV, like, you know, in movies or in sitcoms. Like, it was actually funny in a sitcom if someone had rollers on and had cucumbers on their eyes, right? That was funny because they weren't supposed to be seen like that. And so this is where we have a chance to create a deeper relationship with our audience, right? So sometimes like I would think like, oh my gosh, my studio is a mess because I've been recording in it for the past week. And so I have outfit changes everywhere. There's makeup everywhere. Well, guess what? This is real. This is a real part of the process. There's an older version of me that would have not recorded, like vlogged or shown it, like if it was messy, because I would feel like, oh my gosh, but why are we feeling that way? What is creating that? And so if I am the person to step outside of that and create a deeper relationship with my audience by showing you, girl, we're the same, this is real life, then that is going to put me in a different space. And what that does is it builds such a deep level of trust, right? Because now we can see, hey, you know, I see you there. You know, so, and that's what video does.
Yes, I'm taking notes and I hope the listeners are taking notes too. So thank you so much. Now, what are, when it comes down like essentials for video creators and they're serving people with their content, what do you want them to remember? I know we talked about authenticity and we've talked about consistency. Are there any other dynamics that you want them to think about as they're creating content? Is there a process? Like, should they write out their stuff?
Yes. Or- like, Yeah, I love that question. I think it depends on season as well. So if you are in a space where you're testing and you don't know exactly what you're doing just yet, I would tap into heart space, because heart space is going to tell you, like, you know, man, like, what should I talk about today? And that is even me. Sometimes I do have something planned, but I'm just not feeling that topic because this topic is on my mind, right? Mm-hmm. And so those turn out to be really good videos because you're speaking from a genuine space kind of thing. The other thing is, don't be afraid to go live. Right? Don't be afraid to go live and connect with your audience. But if you are going live, you know, have an idea of what you want to say or what you want to talk about. Or if you're in a bit more of a shoot phase of your business, you might want to speak about something that's in alignment with something that you're selling or something that you have for sale. Like, how can you really help someone understand why they need your product or service, or why they need to listen to you? Because we get on camera to build expertise. We get on camera to attract the right people. We get on camera to sell to those people, right? So I think it's really important for you to know, what is the goal of my video today? Who am I speaking to specifically? What is the problem that they are having that I am able to get on here and solve? How can I plan that? Like, how can I probably come up with three things, no more than three, no less, how can I come up with three things that I can share, you know, in bullet points while I'm on here, right? So you want to start thinking about things like that. How do I want my people to feel? How do I want them to walk, you know, what do I want them to walk away with? Sometimes I'm not in the mood to film and I have to, like, invite that, get excited. Like, you know, like I said, put some music on. I'm gonna have to have a glass of wine. You never know, right? But the thing is, it's really about, I know how I want someone watching my video to feel, right? Mm-hmm. Because, and even getting on camera is such a powerful thing. There's so much power in doing that because you're able to affect what someone else does or how they feel or what they walk away with, you know? So these things are really important. And I know I gave a mouthful there.
No, so. It's a great mouthful. I think it's awesome. One thing we haven't touched upon is equipment and storage.
Yes.
What are some things that you think is essential when it comes to equipment or helping people not to be held back by not having certain equipment? Like, is your phone enough?
So the first thing you asked is about equipment. Yes, your phone is enough, especially if you're starting off. I like to say, if you are not using your phone and you have one, do not buy a DSLR because you're not going to use that either. It's a deeper rooted issue. It has nothing to do with equipment. It has more to do with you. So don't feel like getting a fancy camera is going to help you create more. That's not true. Use the back camera of your phone, not the one that is front facing or the one that, you know, is in on your face. Use the back camera because more than likely that's more quality, even though we like to see ourselves in the front camera, right? I also have a full video on my YouTube channel. It's a full masterclass. It's like 45 minutes. So it really gets into all of the equipment that you can use. There's a free equipment guide in the description of that video as well. And what it does is it helps you understand, if you're just starting, exactly what you need to get. If you're shooting, you understand exactly what you need to get. And if you're growing, exactly what you need to get, because there's no need to invest if you're just starting off. Right. So that's equipment. So I know that you asked about equipment. Okay. The next thing you asked was about storage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Storage, if you are really just starting off, you're going to be using a tripod. Don't use your hands. Use a tripod so that you can, you know, have your phone in this position right here, right? This way, so that you're getting that high quality 1080p video, right? And so, and this is for YouTube because that's my power platform. So that's what you want to do. But so if you have a tripod, you have your phone, that's not too much, right? It's when you really start getting like microphones and soft boxes and all of those things, yes, you may need to like think about storage. But if you have a ring light on a tripod and your phone, you could just stick that into the corner, you know, like for me, I used to live in New York City. We had a really tiny apartment and I would film in just the corner of the apartment. So I didn't need to break it down necessarily. So you can find a quiet corner in your home and just, and you have your ring light, your tripod and your phone and probably a microphone, a lavalier microphone that you can attach or use your AirPods. Either way, that's a good way to get started. That's a good starter set. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily need a lot of storage.
Okay. I was just thinking, like, do I have the download? Like when you were speaking, like, do I have that download? Cause I know you have different downloads.
Yes.
on your, is it Linktree? Do you use Linktree? Is it
solo.to?
Solo. Yes. Okay. So if you go to Zaylee's Instagram page, if you click on the link, she has different product offerings that she's offering for the followers at any time. You just go in, you do a swap, you give her the email, and then you get a listing of the equipment. You get a listing of just, I think there's like three or four options.
Yes.
That's really great content. So when you were talking, I'm like, wait a minute, do I have that list? Like, I think I have her list. If not, I need to go back and look at it. So perfect. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
So will you finish this sentence and then share your perspective about it?
Create to connect to change your life. Right. I'm really passionate about that. I feel like we're able to, oh my gosh, I think that we lived in a time where creativity was not encouraged, especially for me. Like I was born in Trinidad, so I'm from the Caribbean. And so there was lots of emphasis on being a doctor, a lawyer, you know, an executive, like all of those things. But I didn't understand that I could, you know, make money from these and this, right? So for me, I can live anywhere. I can move anywhere. I picked up from New York and moved to Dallas without ever even visiting Dallas. And I was able to do that because everything I needed to create and connect was within me. And it's the same for you. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, it's the same for you. You just have to invite that thought of, I can change my life right now with everything that I have right now. So I think that's really important.
Thank you for sharing that. So what advice resonates the highest with your career success since launching the Zaylee Show brand in 2014?
That is a really good question. I would say always be a student. You're always going to be learning and growing. And I think that sometimes people get to a place where they feel like they know it all and that can stunt your growth. So for me, I'm just always open. There's a balance between, being the teacher and the expert. Yes. But also being a student.
I love that. One of the guests of the podcast shared that they're considering no longer going by expert. If I recall correctly, they're going to be going by facilitator.
I versus like that. Expert. Yeah. You know, and I always tell this story. I always say, sometimes people come to me like, they're like, you're the queen of video. I don't know where that name came from because I didn't give it to myself. Expert came from someone else, Thinkific, actually referring to me as one of their experts. So I don't ever use those terms and words myself, but they were given. So, you know, that's the only reason why it's in there. But I do love that. That is something that, because you're facilitating growth with people, you're facilitating giving permission, because that's a big part of what I do. A lot of people are killing it and they just need someone to say, hey, you're doing the damn thing.
For sure. Do you have any parting words for the listeners?
No, I mean, the only thing I would say is get on camera. Do not, like, you need to get on camera. You know it. If you're feeling something in your gut right now, as I'm saying this, that's calling you to get onto camera, get on Instagram and follow me, because I always share a lot of tips there, right? So you'll know if this is right for you or not. You will know if you're supposed to be on camera or not. You'll feel that pull. But I'm on Instagram at Zaylee Barclay, and I'm also on YouTube, and you can find me over at ZaylieBarclay.com.
For sure. And I love your YouTube channel.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, I love your YouTube channel. I learn a lot from your YouTube channel. So indeed. So listeners, Zaylee just shared how to get in touch with her. So follow, listen, subscribe, all that great stuff. And you can find me, Michelle Beatty, at CareerTipper and SkillsRecharge.com and on social media under the same handles. And just continue to listen to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. Thanks so much for joining us today. And remember to keep your skills recharged while creating to connect. Thanks so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Career Tipper Podcast. Connect with Michelle and continue the conversation with her on social media at Career Tipper. Until next time, create and connect while you're keeping your stride and skills recharged.